Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7.
Game On. Rugby.
So, for many of Ireland's rugby players, there's only one more match to navigate before the summer holidays are a reality. They'll face Argentina in the second of their two-test tour this Saturday, having beaten the hosts 29-17 on Saturday evening. But in many ways, the bigger story to emerge from Irish rugby over the weekend was perhaps the shock announcement from Ulster that they've reluctantly accepted David Humphrey's resignation, so he's to depart Ravenhill for Gloucester. Delighted to say we're joined by former Ulster and Ireland prop Simon Best. Simon, how are you?
I'm good. Good, thanks, Stephen.
First and foremost, the David Humphrey situation. Did you see it coming? Did you get an inkling that this big story was going to break?
Absolutely not. I think along with the rest of the Ulster supporters and the Ulster public, it was totally out of the blue. And it's a big shock, I think, for everybody involved with Ulster. And as you say, it's a big story within Ireland as well. I think we thought David was going to be there for maybe a few more seasons, having put so many good systems in place and having built Ulster back to a bit of a force. But for his own reasons, he's decided to move on. And I think it says a lot about him that I don't think too many people were aware until it was announced on Saturday. And that's the way he does business.
But it's hard to underestimate the importance or the size of the cog that he is in that wheel, because he, more than anyone else within the provincial setup, was able to navigate and bring together the administrative side of the Ulster branch and the business side of it and the playing side. And when you look at the project on in process at Ravenhill, his departure could be massive.
That's right. And I mean, he kind of created a role for himself in many ways. It was a role that wasn't there back when he and I were playing, I suppose, it was, 7 or 8 years ago. But it was a role that has become massively important. He's in charge of everything from the head coach and the operations side of the professional game right through to the academy and the next generation of Ulster player coming through. And as you say, with a fantastic stadium there and results that are getting better year on year with Ulster, it's now a role that is critically important. And it's sort of hard to see who could fill that, really. I mean, it was as much as his aura and his standing within Ulster as an Ulsterman on a world stage that kind of brought so much fruition from it.
And now it's the balancing act between trying to get the right man and maybe waiting to get the right man, or the rush to try and fill such an important position and get the work on ahead of the resumption of next season. Because I presume before they know it, the players will be back in pre-season and next year's Pro 12 will be well underway.
That's right. And I mean, I think if anything, they're very fortunate with the systems that David has put in place. It wasn't a role, as I say, that somebody could have walked into 6 or 7 years ago, but now it's a role that maybe is a bit more defined. And it's whether that now shifts on to Mark Anscombe and his role maybe moves up a gear until they find somebody to take it, or maybe they just with Anscombe on a 1 year contract, maybe they look at a greater profile director of rugby to take over the coaching and administration.
Away from that, back to the field of play, Ireland's performance against Argentina on Saturday evening, how do you assess it?
Yeah, I think it was a very positive performance. It was a win, I guess. It's always hard when you play against a side that maybe isn't full strength, and I think that was a disappointing thing from I suppose a spectator's point of view that Argentina were without a lot of their European players, and it probably wasn't the test that a spectator would have liked to have seen, but. I think for Ireland it was a good, hard workmanlike performance, and it got the result. It was hard for anybody to probably stand out, but I think we might see a bigger challenge this weekend.
I was going to ask you, a lot was made in advance of the importance of sending the first string players as far as is possible, and a lot being made of the fact that it's important for particularly the pack to scrummage against a South American pack and the different techniques, maybe with the World Cup being 12 months out. From your experience of being there in 2007, is that something you'd agree with, or something that you can understand people pointing towards?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we went down there in 2007 with a very similar situation with some guys missing and probably more guys missing than they have this time around. So, you know, I think it was a bit of a milestone in that it's the first time our side has actually won a test in Argentina. We went there in 07 and tried to do that, and that was a big motivating factor. But, you know, that bit of extra strength that they had this time allowed them to pull through. But I mean, it is a difficult place to go, and I think that was again the frustration that Argentina weren't sort of more about it. They were in the game at half time, and I think it's such a hard place because the crowd get on your back and they're very partisan down there. And I think as soon as the team sort of started to lose their way and Chris Henry actually scored that try, you saw the steam go out of the crowd, and you know, the game was kind of won with 20 minutes to go. But I think, as you say quite rightly, it's a great building place for some of these younger guys to come through and to get a bit of experience away from home ahead of the World Cup, which will be around very soon.
Good stuff, Simon. Good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ian. Thanks.
Game over.